Ms. Novosich, if I could ask you to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I would like to let the minutes reflect, Madam Clerk, that Mr. Dodd, Mr. Maxwell, and Mr. Parkinson are excused this evening. Then I would like to go on to item 3. County clerk told me today that the minutes of the December 5th and the December 8th meetings are not to be approved by the board, and I'm referring these minutes to the Government Relations Committee. I would like to entertain Ms. Hawkins. I would like to entertain a motion to approve the previously tabled minutes of the November 16th regular board meeting.
Yes, I make a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Walters. Any discussion? If we could have a voice vote. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Question, Mr. Chairman. For what basis are the last minutes not to be approved? Debbie?
The organizational meeting is not minutes that need to be approved by the body. Those are minutes that get referred back to committee.
Well, what about the, I'm sorry, what about the December 21st meeting then?
The December 21st, we haven't got to that yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was included in your...
No, that was...
Okay. Okay,
we just voted on the minutes for the November 16th regular meeting. Now, because of sickness in my staff, I would like to table the minutes of the December 21st meeting. I've not had enough time to review them, and I will try to do that before the next scheduled meeting on February 15th. And so as such, I would entertain a motion, Mr. Walters, to table the approval of the December 21st meeting. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wesley. Any discussion?
Okay, so I didn't know that they had to be reviewed by anybody but the board. This is new to me.
Yeah, and I'm pointed out here, no discussion on this. But so if we could have a voice vote, we do have a motion.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, you just asked any comments.
I did. But I'm told that on this is...
Well, I think you should... I think Art, he wants to review them. I don't know if you know, but somebody has a child who's not doing well, and they've been gone, and so they have not had a chance. He just wants to review them. It's all he wants to do. He's not... I don't think there's anything in there he's trying to find. He just wants to review them. And, I mean, as a chairman, I think he should have the right to do that. I mean, I don't think there's anything earth-shattering. Do you remember?
I don't know. It's just unusual. That's what I'm.
Yeah, that's,
you know.
That's what he's. I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
No, that's.
I would
situation.
Never jump in and explain for my wife, so I apologize.
That's the situation we have. So, if we do have a motion and we have it seconded, all in favor, aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Next, I'd like to turn to Madam Clerk to take the correspondence in.
Chairman, we have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation informing Keller Construction they were awarded a contract. We have a public notice from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a permit. I have the monthly report of the county clerk, the circuit clerk, and the recorder, the monthly report of the coroner, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the jail population report of the sheriff, the treasurer's monthly investment report, and we have the monthly report of the public defender and the Madison County Jail 2016 inspection report. And that's all.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. Let's go on to the appointments. First of all, the county clerk has advised me that the interim changes to the board committees are not to be on the agenda, but we do have one appointment. And that is Madison to the Madison County Mental Health Board, David Baker. and I would entertain a motion to appoint David Baker to the Madison County Mental Health Board.
So moved.
Mr. Walters, second?
Second.
Mr. Wesley? Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Thank you.
For the record, Chairman, the ayes have.
Okay, thank you. Let's go on to B, the Finance and Government Operations Committee. Ms. Champoli, would you please bring in items number 1 and 2 first?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Finance and Government Operations Committee has a total of 4, but we're only to bring in 1 and 2. Is that correct?
We're bringing 1 and 2 first for the roll call vote, and then we'll take 3 and 4.
Okay. Number 1 is the summary reports of claims and transfer. It's all in your packet. The second one is an immediate emergency appropriation for 2016, IEMA, Hazard Material Emergency Preparedness Grant. Can I have the motion?
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. McRae. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carried. I would also note that Mr. Tricano is absent this evening.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Ms. Champoli, could you please bring in items number 3 and 4 next?
Okay. Number 3 and 4 is a resolution appointing an authorized agent for the IMRF. And number 4 is a resolution authorizing the use of an appellate prosecutor service for Madison County State's attorneys. Can I have that in a motion?
Second.
Second, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Holliday, would you second that for me, please?
Got about that.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This individual, the payroll IT supervisor, is that a separate salary for IMRF authorizing agent, and is that paid for by IMRF?
I don't know.
Art, my understanding of it, it's not. Craig Edwards is going to do it, and it's a cost that we pay.
Do we know what the pay for that is?
It's not a separate salary.
It's included in his.
It's included in his base salary.
Okay, and on the second one, is this regular thing that we do, Mr. Givens?
Yes, an annual basis we contract with the Illinois Appellate Prosecutor's Office to handle all of our appeals and special prosecutor services.
Okay, thank you,
Mr. Chairman. With regard to the IMRF agent, is that the I'm not familiar with that. Is that a someone that the county authorizes to handle the IMRF transactions for the county? Okay.
Craig, would you like to answer that question, Craig Edwards?
I just wondered, have you always been the IMRF person?
No, previously he was Joe Parente.
Okay.
Basically, the duties that he helped me with was signing papers, forms, all the other jobs of the authorization, myself, and Nicole, the payroll administrator, she did.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we've had this. Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Champoli. Next, the Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday, if you would please bring in your items.
Mr. Chairman,
ladies and gentlemen of the board, first, to act that the activities report be placed on file as presented. Second, I ask for a motion to approve a resolution for EMRX software license and support agreement for the Madison County Health Department.
Second, Ms. Champoli. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carried. On to the Personnel and Labor Relations Committee.
I'm not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Holliday.
Next Monday, there's a scheduled Madison County Youth Forum. It was January 23rd, 2017 at SIUE, and that forum has been canceled. But I would like for everybody to understand the importance of joining in and going to that conference whenever they can about the youth. It's very exciting and very informative.
Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Next, Personnel and Labor Relations Committee, Mr. Wesley, would you please bring in this resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, ladies and gentlemen, I'll ask for a motion to accept the resolution to adopt the annual 1,000-hour standard for IMRF participation in Madison County.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yes. First, the motion was Mr. Wesley,
Mr.
Madison, and second, Mr. Walters. Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And Mr. Wesley, if you could also, because Mr. Maxwell is absent, if you could also, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, bring in two resolutions.
I would be happy to, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, I would like to ask for a motion to approve the resolution Z16-0067. Resolution Z16-0081.
7-6, wasn't it, Ray?
Second.
7-6.
7-6. Z16-0076 and Z16-0081.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion for Mr. Madison and a second for Mr. Chapman. Any discussion? Did you bring in number two, Mr. Wesley? If you could bring that in,
yes.
Also.
Sorry, Ray. Mr. Chairman, we'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the demolition of an unsafe structure at 1323 Fifth Street in Cottage Hills.
Motion to approve.
Motion from Mr. Madison. Second, Mr. Chapman. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carried. Ms. Glasper, would you please bring in items F and G?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file. And along with the Finance and Government Operations Committee, we have one resolution, and it's a resolution to purchase one new model 2017 Ford F-250 XL 4x4 quad cab pickup truck for the Madison County Emergency Management Agency, and I move its adoption.
There's a second.
Second, Mr. Asadorian. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Oh, sorry. I pushed it.
Motion carried. Mr. Chapman, if you could please, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, bring in a resolution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it would be my pleasure. Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property tax resolution unanimously approved by the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, January 10th, be approved by the Madison County Board.
Motion by Mr. Chapman. Any second?
Yes.
Mr. Walter, second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. Motion carried. On behalf of the Transportation Committee, Mr. McRae, would you please bring in motions? 1 through 6.
Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, we have 6 resolutions for your consideration tonight. Number one is an agreement funding resolution with the Village of Maryville for Keebler Road and Illinois Route 162. We have an agreement funding resolution for Sugarloaf Road with the City of Collinsville. We have an agreement funding resolution for Sugarloaf Road, Phase 1, City of Collinsville. We have an agreement funding resolution for Center Grove Road turn lanes with the City of Edwardsville. We have an agreement funding resolution on Troy Road traffic signal interconnect with the City of Edwardsville. And we have an agreement with the funding resolution with on Maryville Road improvements with the City of Granite City. And these have all been reviewed by the Transportation Committee and unanimously approved. And I move for their adoption.
Second.
Second, Mr. Asadorian, second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carried. We now have any new business anyone would like to bring up?
Yes, I have, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Minner.
We have 2 departments that have department heads that have not been approved of the county board. And why has this not been done? Why haven't they not been brought before us to approve them? One of them is employment, or down the street here, the one that, what's the name of it? Community development, I'm sorry, and then one that Steve heads there. Why have we not been able to vote on these?
Well, we have taken our time, and the departments, I can tell you, are running very well with deputies in charge, but we are taking our time with appointments, and for reasons that Mr. Walters mentioned, we've had some illness in the staff, and so we have not made appointments there.
Have they been advertised, or what?
Not yet.
Not yet. But they have been paid since the first of the year, and I was just wondering why that we have not appointed a director in either department.
We had 2 separation agreements, and so we have not yet made any new appointments. Yes, Mr. Chapman.
I want to thank you for your prudence in waiting to make these appointments and looking for the best possible candidates and not being in a rush, so that the county might best be served by our waiting to decide until the best candidate appears.
Thank you. Any other new business?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Asadorian.
Yes. According to Robert's Rules of Order, and I hope I'm correct in citing this, there are 3 ways to call for a special meeting. One is by the chairman with the county board consent. The second is by 10 members signing a request for a special meeting, and the third is by a member at a regular meeting to call for a special meeting. In fact, if we remember the first meeting we had, that happened because we called for a second meeting that Thursday. It was done at this meeting.
No, I believe I called that meeting.
But it was approved at this meeting.
So, no, I called that meeting.
Okay. Anyway, so at this time, I'm calling for a special meeting to be held.
Mr. Asadorian, that's inappropriate for you to do to this meeting. As we've talked before,
that violates the Open Meetings Act.
It does violate the Open Meetings Act, so I'm ruling that out of order.
Excuse me, what do you mean it violates the Open Meetings Act? In what way?
That's my ruling. It violates the Open Meetings Act.
Okay, well, I ask that we appeal your decision.
You're free to do that. Any other new business?
Mr. Chairman, that requires a vote.
Ms. Hawkins.
Oh, yes. I wanted to commend our Department of Transportation.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Ms. Hawkins.
I wanted to commend the Department of Transportation for the great job that they did with the ice storm. Also, our county department right behind me and the sheriff's department. There were a lot of wrecks, and everybody working together made us a lot safer. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other new business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm appealing
your decision. Mr. Asadorian, you're out of order as you were at the last meeting. Ms. Champoli.
I'm appealing your decision. I have the right
Mr.
to do
Asadorian,
that.
Mr. Asadorian, you're out of order.
No,
Ms.
I don't
Champoli,
believe I am.
You are out of order. Ms. Champoli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Thank you. Any other new business?
Mr. Prinsler.
Chairman. Mr. Petrillo.
Just a point of information. I've noticed on the calendar we have a Community Service Advisory Council. I'm not familiar with that. Could you please?
I'm not either.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I could somewhat address that as the former chairman of the Grants Committee.
Go ahead, Mr.
At one time, we had a joint group of a community advisory, which included the Grants Committee. And then we were advised by the previous director of community development that the law required that group to meet separately from the grants committee. So that's why they meet separately on their own.
Oh. Very good.
Okay.
Ms. Kuhn?
I was just going to ask Lisa when she was talking about going online for the Open Meetings Act. That is just new board members. When we've done it once, we don't have to do it again, correct?
Does anyone
have
any?
That is correct, Judy.
Okay. That is correct.
That's correct.
Yes. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Walters?
Second.
Second. Ms. Novosic? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.